Yesterday, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said more peacekeeping forces may be needed to maintain security in Iraq. Rumsfeld said no decisions have been made, but he added that other nations may supply some of their own forces to provide security as Iraq forms a new government. Dana Priest covers intelligence issues for The Washington Post. She's written a new book about peacekeeping missions and the growing role of the military in foreign policy. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Now that much of the fighting is over in Iraq, what are the U.S. plans for keeping the internal peace there?
Well, you know, it's odd because those plans have not been well revealed. And I say that it's odd because in the last 15 years, the U.S. Army in particular, which has done a lot of peacekeeping missions, has learned, despite itself and despite the fact it really doesn't like these missions a lot of times, to do a lot of planning for them. You heard, on the contrary, some big disputes last month between the Army Secretary Eric Shinseki, who said he thought you would need a couple hundred thousand troops to do a good job in Iraq, and Secretary Rumsfeld saying that number was totally overblown. So what you're seeing now, it appears, is a real incremental approach, sort of throw as many troops as you really need at a given time rather than a more well-thought-out version that you would have hoped after all these years the U.S. military would come up with. I think it's very typical right now of an administration, just like in the Clinton era, who didn't want to accept this huge job because you just don't know when you'll get out. And so instead of saying, you know, the best way to do this is to take UN organizations or international relief organizations and combine them with the efforts of the U.S. military, what is really looks like is happening is a much more kind of pick-up basketball approach to it, which is, let's see who wants to play, let's see how many we need this week, and let's see how many we need next week. I don't think that history says that kind of approach works, but that seems to be how they're headed.
Whose responsibility is it, not just to stop the looting, but to keep rival factions from turning on each other?
Well, under the Geneva Conventions, it's the victor of the war who's responsible for the well-being, then, of those that they've just conquered. So in that sense, it's the U.S. Responsibility. But even setting that aside, if the U.S. war aim is to create political stability and not instability, then certainly it's a goal that U.S. policymakers should have in mind. And in fact, many of them do, people in the aid agencies and the State Department and in the Pentagon among the uniformed military have been urging the administration to have a more well-rounded, bigger-looking approach than the one that they seem to be having. One could think that when those extra divisions come that they might use some of those peacekeepers. But if you look at Afghanistan and their approach there, it was really a minimalist approach, which was just put people near Kabul, not outside the capital. And as a result, however, you didn't follow the number one guide for peacekeeping, which is you have to have security first in order to get any of the economic development people out there. They won't go places where it's not safe. If Afghanistan's a model, it's not a happy one because a lot of aid workers will not go out into the rural areas where most people live. And in fact, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda have started to reconstitute themselves in those areas.
But you've suggested that bringing in UN peacekeepers is not a panacea either.
You know, it's not. And part of the reason is that they are a collection of people from different countries that come together at any given time. They usually don't have a history of working together when they come together. For instance, in Kosovo, in my book, which is called The Mission, it's a story that details in part how police from Ghana and Pakistan, who could barely understand each other's English, are trying to now figure out and solve crimes in this one town, and how it comes to the military despite everyone hoping that the UN will be in charge. It's left to the military to do that sort of crime busting at the appropriate time, because they're the only ones with the real organization to do so.
Thank you very much. Dana Priest covers intelligence for The Washington Post. She's the author of The Mission, Waging War and Keeping Peace with America's Military.